Smut and Sensibility is an erotic book club that is not safe for work.
Unless you work in a horny business, in which case, crank this shit.
Also, all characters described are of the legal age of consent and fully into their sensual adventures.
So sit back, relax, and let's consensually do this.
You know what was weird? We were doing that episode where the author was German, and I was gonna say, while we were talking about it, because it was so weird, I was like, maybe it's like Mozart. Maybe I'm Salieri and he's actually doing something brilliant and I just don't get it. But was Mozart German? Or was he Austrian?
I thought Austrian, but maybe I'm wrong.
Take two.
Yeah, I was going to say take three.
Take 100. All right, no more anger because I have wine.
Wine? So do I. What are you drinking?
Some bad red. Ugh.
Mm.
God, it tastes like church.
And mine's an apothic inferno. And it's a red blend.
Ipecac?
A what?
What did you say?
Apothic Inferno.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a nice
name. I know.
Name.
She fancy.
Is it good?
It's red wine and it tastes delectable.
Because Ipecac's that stuff that makes you throw up.
Makes you pee-pee. Yeah, because I learned that from Family Guy. I know exactly what that is.
My name's David Andrew Laws.
I'm Liz McMonagle.
This is Smut and Sensibility, an erotic book club. Liz, what do your elf eyes see?
What?
Oh, are you not a Lord of the Rings fan?
So here's where this gets really awkward.
Ooh.
I drop my pen. I did not Lord of the Rings.
You've never Lord of the Rings did?
David.
Did not or have not?
Have not, did not. Will. Fine if I could. Like, I will. I'm not opposed. I was taken to a movie theater and I was sat in the first row during one of them. Couldn't even tell you which one. And I was like, I will go if I get popcorn. And my date was like, sure, I'll get you popcorn. And that's why I went. And I sat there and I was like, look at all these people with the weird ears and...
And I'm over shaming people for the pop culture that they have not absorbed. I'm excited for you to get to see it for the first time.
Mm.
And probably more excited for Greg to get to show it to you for the first time. I assume he'll probably be pretty excited about that.
His mom and him, that like sounded like it was going to go weird, but his mom and him.
Don't talk about people's moms on the erotic podcast.
I know. That's such like, I know we need a jar or something. But his mother and him, they read The Hobbit. Is that Lord of the Rings? That's Lord of the Rings.
That's Tolkien. It's the same series of things.
Is it?
This is, yeah.
It's all about like hobbits and elves.
Hobbit's a prequel.
Oh my. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think, oh my God, I'm going to get.
You're about to pull like a Schitt's Creek where you both like mid episode, yes. You're going to be like, dang it. I'm wrong about everything.
Well, because I'm Lord of the Rings,
adjacent.
Not even adjacent. I was gonna say, what is it when you can? I'm proficient with Lord of the Rings, right? Like I've seen it,
yeah.
And I read The Hobbit a very long time ago.
Mm.
I've never read the Lord of the Rings series. It's really strange. Wait, is this from The Hobbit or is this from one of the Lord of the Rings books? I actually don't know. Do you ever read something that you don't remember most of it, but one image really sticks out to you for some reason?
Yes.
I can't remember if it's in The Hobbit or in the Lord of the Rings series, but I've read whichever this is a scene in. There's a scene where the people are sleeping in an inn and the bad guys all sneak in and stab them, but they don't stab them. They stab the pillows. And it's a very clear image in the movies. And I have a very clear image of reading that part of the book. But I don't fucking know. There's some good Lord of the Rings video games.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how erotic was that for you?
Was the video games?
The stabbing of the pillows.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it was erotic. You know, being woken up for sex always used to be a big thing of mine, but now I'm in my 30s and
I know.
New things.
I know. We've talked about that. I just, yeah. I can't. I'm not, like, mama's sleepy. Let her, don't wake a giant. Like,
You know these characters, Aragorn and Legolas.
So I had to look it up, but it's Viggo Mortensen. Mortensen? Mm-hmm. Mortensen? Viggo?
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 No, it's Viggo.
You go. Da, 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 da. Okay.
We all go.
Oh, da, 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 da. Yeah. I go. So it's Viggo, we go, I go as Aragorn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then it is the blonde wonder that is, what's his face?
Come on, you could do it.
Hold on. It's Katy Perry's beau, isn't it? We've done this before. I know. Hopefully.
We've done this with the same actor. Elizabeth.
Has it really been? Oh, yeah, it has been the same actor.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. What is his name? Why does it always escape me? Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm Googling it.
People are screaming at you.
Orlando Bloom.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Viggo Mortensen and Orlando Bloom.
Legitimately? Copy-paste. I don't know why. I just cannot remember his name.
You're not interested in his name.
That's true.
No one's going to be saying anybody's names.
Am I right? But it is.
So those are Aragorn and Legolas. The thing I never understood about Tolkien is that there's a character named Aragorn, and there's also a character named Aragon, I think.
I was going to ask you about that.
Or maybe that's a different series, but I know that there's a Saruman and a Sauron.
Sure.
And that gets really confusing. And I feel like you've created this fantasy world where people can be named anything they want. How come it's not Saruman and Dúrúvni and Brabst? I would not get those names confused.
I still would. I'd be like, who played that? Was that guy that looks like Orlando Bloom?
Orlando Bloomin' Onion. So I'll read the description. This is our piece today. It's called Never Drink with an Elf by Desti Elixir, maybe?
Sure.
Or Desti Elixir? Desti Elixir. A drinking competition between Aragorn and Legolas becomes more than they thought. One thing leads to another, and they soon find themselves naked and in bed. One shot, it says in all.
One shot.
It's important to know.
It is.
And this is another one where we've got a... I picked this one, and I didn't do this intentionally, but this is another one that's a gift.
Truly is a gift. It's a gift.
It was written as a gift to someone.
Oh. I was like, you're right. It is a gift.
You're right. The author's note says, hey guys, so this is my first LOTR story, so be nice. And it's dedicated to my best friend for her birthday as well. She was the one that introduced me to LOTR and made me love it. That's why this is for her. A little belated present because I couldn't type earlier. Read on, guys, and leave me some comments.
I have so many questions.
You
couldn't type earlier?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Were you spanking it? You were sproinking it? You were just
That's
watching?
That's interesting. I couldn't tell if I couldn't type earlier meant I didn't know how to type. I learned to type so that I could do this
for this. Just so that I could give a gift.
This is from 2013. This is a while ago.
Happy birthday. Here are two men boinking. Enjoy. Yeah.
Who? Okay. And again, I asked this question in the last episode, but like, imagine getting this as a gift.
This is actually a gift. I would frame it.
It's a different gift.
I would frame it.
Yeah. It's not bad. It you know, as it says in the beginning, everyone is consensual. And this one is another one where that's a little tough because, you know, alcohol is involved, but to what extent? Maybe we'll talk about that. Why don't you talk about the plot? What happens in this piece?
Oh, David. Where to start? Where to begin? So there is a challenge, a battle of sorts, if you will. Legolas, Aragorn are the two competitors. It's Aragorn in the first.
God damn it,
I think
Tolkien.
That's a misspelling, though, is it?
That's what I'm saying. There's a character named... Okay, no. Here's the fucking thing. Wait, here's what it is. Hold on. Aragorn is the guy.
Yeah. Well, they're both... But
What? What do you mean they're both?
Guys.
No.
Oh, okay.
Aragorn is Viggo Mortensen.
Sure.
A typo in the beginning.
Okay, I thought so too, because the first paragraph says Aragorn. And so let me tell you, much like LOTR, I immediately was like, I don't know who these people are. I got real confused.
For sure.
So if you're saying that this is Aragorn, which I would agree because it's the rest of the the play I was
it is. It the is. Rest That's of the character.
Okay, great.
It's Aragorn. So, there's also a character in a different property called Aragon with an E. That's a different fantasy series with a dragon in it.
Oh,
and there's also the Kingdom of Aragon.
No, I'm out.
Which was a medieval kingdom in Spain.
I have such respect for people who can do that and like who are like, I will buckle up and I will go along for this ride. I am not one of those people. Like, if you do not get me fully, if I do not fully understand, and let me tell you, it's a challenge sometimes. Like, I am a difficult sell. But if I cannot figure out even just the difference between two names, I'm out.
For sure.
I'm
done. So the beginning was difficult for you, but then it once is. You got okay. on board, what happened?
Now I'm on board. And like, boy, was she. So there's a challenge. They're doing 10 pints of beer before each of Legolas and Aragorn. Ugh, hate everything.
It's tough.
Ugh. Okay, whatever. Gimli makes an appearance. Boop, boop. Aragorn is wasted, but he's like, give me another. I'm totally fine. So Legolas is like, let me take your drunk ass home. Come on. Aragorn is stumbling like crazy, but boy, oh boy, does he smell that Legolas's stinky scent. And he is
it's
all
a
in
good
it.
Stink.
He yeah. loves that stink.
And it's like, a good elf stink.
Mm-hmm.
They do look like they smell good. Elves look like they
Are
always
you
smell
kidding?
Good.
I bet you it smells like sparkles.
Yeah,
like in a good way, not in the way that like, you know, is that the like indie, what's that thing called? Campfire place. What did all the cool kids go to that I'll never go to?
Abercrombie.
No. Oh, Abercrombie. You and I went to very different places.
See, I think Aragorn probably smells good too, but he smells good in like a musky way.
Earthy, yes.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like Legolas smells good like, I mean, honestly, I think Legolas smells good like cookies.
I think Legolas smells like fresh laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, Aragorn is like wasted. He's like brushing up against Legolas's pointy ears. And he's like, I'm fine. I'm totally cool. I'm down. Like, whatever. I might be drunk, but like, you're great. Thanks for getting me home. And they all play this little game, this little seductive, like, Yeah, 100%. Like, ooh, did my finger pass towards your nipple? I don't know, but maybe it did. And it's really nice. So they both are intensely talking. You remember the boop boop game where you were like, oh, you're drunk. Stop. Just stop.
Oh, yeah. It's
I can't wait.
Frighteningly relatable, right?
100%. This whole,
like, you lie in a way, like when it's described with like his lips are like next to his neck. It's so.
Are you kidding?
It's such a like, yeah.
We've all played that. We've all been Aragorn and Legolas at some point in our.
Yeah, either being Legolas going, is this happening? Or Aragorn going, am I gonna do this?
Like, yeah, totally. Totally. I loved it. So then they both are like, all right, it's happening. And they didn't it say that they like tripped onto the bed? Or did they?
I think Aragorn incites a trip. He goes like, all right, I'm gonna make this happen. And he does a whoa.
Oh no, I fell over. I fell over again. Yeah. So Legolas starts getting a little wet because he is very excited, then they both are like again playing a game and getting each other aroused in the beautiful way that they need to. And then Aragorn is like, oh, I forgot that Legolas hasn't ever had butt sex before.
I guess
he like assumes it too, right?
We will talk about that as well. But yes, they touch each other and then they undress and then they're getting ready for penetration. And Aragorn makes some assumptions about Legolas.
Very, very specific assumptions about Legolas. He's like, oh, I forgot that you probably haven't done anal, so you're going to have to relax.
He's such a guiding force.
And he's like, you need to relax when I do this, okay?
Hey, trust me, I've done this before. I know you haven't done this before, so just relax.
And I hate that it's like in a whisper into his ear. He's like, hey, I know you're super wet right now, but like, I'm gonna put my dick in your butthole. So
that's not what he says, Liz.
Okay, but basically. And then he lay prone. I hate that. Okay, but we'll talk
really?
About this too.
Okay.
Please don't say lay prone. His eyes closed and ready. And then they lay there. And then he spoops them.
Yeah, they spoop.
They spoop. Warmth shot up between them and inside of him. Legolas was quivering as Aragorn kissed him softly on the lips, his hip thrusting gently as he rode out the last of his orgasm.
Yeah, elves have prostates. It says right there.
Who knew?
If you didn't know.
Now you do. And then silence fell in the room as they lay there. And Legolas says, are you still drunk? And Aragorn says, I was never drunk from the start. I could take another pint and still beat you. Then Legolas says, hey, dummy, guess what? I was never drunk either. Elves can't get drunk. So we both were sober. Boop, boop.
Yeah, and I don't buy it. Do you buy it?
I bought it. I thought it was like, I don't buy that Aragorn wasn't drunk. I buy the fact that Legolas wasn't drunk.
Yeah, Legolas isn't drunk because they're drinking weak-ass man beer. And elves Legolas make their own fucking hyper shit.
Hyper beer.
Yeah.
Hydroponic. They have gardens making beer.
And they're all out there drinking PBR down in the tavern.
Sure.
And Aragorn's like, I'm drunk. And Legolas is like,
He's like, cool.
I do think Aragorn was drunk.
For sure.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, this is an interesting one.
It was.
I liked it. Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
I liked it knowing I had to Google who played the characters first, and then I was like, ooh, I like this. Okay.
Yeah, did you then have their pictures in your head and like I'm imagining you with two browsers open that have their faces in them and then just like using your mouse to move one over and kiss the other and then move the other one over. Yeah. Like, Legolas, don't come here.
Yeah, I made a quotation for sure.
Nice. We'll stop motion.
using their headshots.
That's all the plot. That's what happens.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's about butt sex.
It's about butt sex. Let's just that's what we want to talk about. So let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. How does Aragorn know Legolas is as it is stated, an ass virgin?
Right.
How does he know that?
It's not tattooed on his behind. It's not like, and it's not like Legolas offers that information up willingly. Yeah.
I mean, they've been traveling together for a while. We're led to believe that this is within the events of The Lord of the Rings. Maybe it's afterwards, but they're obviously like, they've been traveling companions. There's been some tension.
Right. It's a showmance. That's what it is.
It's a showmance.
They're spending a lot of time together for a very short period of time, and it's a showmance.
Relationships that begin because of shared trauma do not last. And I worry for these two. Yeah, you need to relax when I do this, okay? He whispered in the elf's ear now as he broke through the tight, wet barrier of warm heat that was Legolas' ass. Aragorn had to remind himself that Legolas was still an ass virgin, and he had to enter him slowly, carefully.
I can't.
What an odd sentence.
Please don't.
What an odd thing to include in a gift for a friend. Jessica, I wrote you a story. I know how much you like Aragorn and Legolas from Lord of the Rings and how there's not enough fan fiction of them shpooping. And I know you, Jessica. I know what you like. I know that you like a little bit of Gimli in there. I know that you like when I misspell Aragorn's name in the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. And I know that you like that Legolas is an ass virgin. So I put it in there for you. And then Aragorn put it in there for you.
What if she was, what if he was like, they were like, hey, okay, so I'm going to write this thing. What are three things that you absolutely want represented here?
Don't make Legolas have had butt sex before. If you do that, it ruins it for me.
Legolas is for sure an ass virgin. So I need that.
Has to be their first time. Okay, I can work with that.
Okay, I'm better now. It's less of a challenge. It's still challenging for me, but it's less so. Because Jessica set those parameters.
Yeah, so what's the theme of this little novelette?
Beers always help.
Beer? Beers always help.
Mm-hmm. That's a theme. Yeah. Don't you think? What?
Do I think that's the theme?
Mm-hmm. Is that the same one you had? Probably.
I hadn't thought of one yet, honestly.
You were like, I was waiting to see what shit would come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I'm pretty spontaneous. I think the theme is about, right, because, well, I don't know.
Friendship?
I'm torn about this relationship. Right, friendship and companionship.
What?
Did you say friendship is butt sex?
I mean, don't quote me, but like, why not?
I'm making a shirt.
Why not?
I don't know. You're right, like, follow your passion or...
This is one of my favorite parts, is when you take fan fiction so beautifully into this, like, you're like, ooh, like, I feel like I am in class, and you're like, okay, tell me the themes of this. And I was like, you saw all that? How did you see all that? All I saw was butt sex. Like, it's about butt sex, David.
And that'll happen eventually when we get this author on. Is I'll be like, what were the themes? What were you thinking when you were writing this?
And they'll
be like,
I can't wait.
Friendship is butt sex. What are you talking about?
They're going to be like, Liz was spot on, actually.
Liz is always spot on.
I agree. I just think we just haven't talked to enough authors to know. That's all.
Well, it's not theirs anymore. It's ours now.
It's ours.
We've taken it from them.
It's the collective. The collective we.
Art belongs to the people who take it in. Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
Literally.
Was there anything challenging in this for you?
It was that. It truthfully was that piece of like.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've had this before in like previous pieces where someone is like, oh, well, they're probably a virgin. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Until you're thinking of it as something that's stigmatized.
Yeah. I just think that that's like kind of rude. It's. Legolas might love that. You don't know. Legolas might be very well versed.
I think it's right. I think rather than a stigmatization, I almost wonder if it's a fetishization, right? There is a fetishization of
virginity. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
People want to be someone's first.
Yeah.
Or they make their first time memorable.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's erotic to both genders, right? So this being written for a woman, I think that could still be taken into consideration that it's like, I'm going to make this character a virgin to imply that there is a lot of meaning between this interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't find it challenging because I assumed that it was an erotic element. I found the alcohol portion challenging, obviously, which like, again, I think just falls under the caveat of like, no, it's fine. It's okay. It's fiction. But you know, I don't know. Whatever. They're fine. They talked about it beforehand.
They did talk about it. Well, and I also think like it was kind of interesting because like it's like watching your best friend, you know, and when they're intoxicated, you're like, careful. And they're like, no, I'm fine. And you're like, are you fine? They're like, no, I'm fine. I want this.
Well, maybe he wasn't. And then, maybe he wasn't drunk. Maybe he was do a pretend.
Maybe. Well, and here's the thing. I think if we are going off of the last paragraph of saying like we were sober.
You also do sober up in the act, though. Sometimes. I do. I have.
Well, I guess for guys, it's different, though. You kind of have to. You kind of have to. You like get your shit together because you have to do this. Literally.
I think genuinely, I think it's a combination of like the, sorry to be graphic, but it's a fucking erotic podcast, right? The release of fluids and the change in hormone, I think, does a lot. Yeah. I also sweat a lot during sex. Sorry to get too personal, but like, same. I've definitely like sweated out alcohol during sex and been like, oh, great, I'm sober now.
You're like, cool, got it. I'll take it from here.
So, yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's a nice piece. It's, again, it's,
I liked it a lot.
This would be a great gift.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm telling you, I would, it would become a bedtime story.
Who do you think wrote it?
I think this person, I don't want to misgender or whatever, but I think that this person is gay.
You think this is a gay man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've clicked onto the thing.
Ooh, have okay. you?
Yeah. And I,
am I right?
I am right. I've been completely vindicated.
Shut up. No,
well, not right. completely vindicated. I would
How?
Have said.
Look at that person's profile picture. That is, well, I women guess find, a person who women likes find, two men kissing.
Women find homoeroticism attractive and erotic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not arguing.
I know women who do.
Oh, well.
I mean, you did, right?
Hi, I'm Liz. It's great to meet you. Yeah.
Good to meet you. yeah, I would assume this was a younger, at the time, woman going, this is a naughty thing we've talked about. I'm going to turn it into a gift for you. And on their author profile, they have a flag. Oh, my God. Singapore.
Stop it.
Yeah, the flag's Singapore. I think awesome. Their name is Joan. It says Joan INFP, which is the Myers-Briggs. See, I was getting a hint from Destilixir. I was assuming, you know, that looks like Elixir. Oh, no, never mind. I think that might be a portmanteau of Destiny and Elixir. But for some reason, it struck me as very feminine.
They're a mediator, INFP.
Oh, is that what INFP is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, introverted.
Yep.
Sensing, feeling, perceiving.
Intuitive feeling and prospecting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
It's only 4% of the population. Did you know that? This is a standout person. Bravo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've also written 62 stories.
That was jaw-dropping. Like,
I've been writing in exercise books, papers, and sometimes my school homework for years, ever since I was about 10 years old, I guess. I grew up reading fan fiction thanks to a friend of mine. Do you think it's this friend?
Maybe.
Do you think it's this friend? It's probably this friend.
It's probably this friend.
Finally, it occurred to me one day that it is time I started publishing online and sharing my work with the community.
And
I don't know if my stories are that good. I hope they are, but, well, I'll learn from the community. I mean, this one's good.
This one's great. I liked this one a lot.
Jesse Elixir, this one's good.
This one's good. Let's talk about this one and others.
It's a good little one shot. Oh, okay. They're also not posting here anymore. Oh, this is a translation. I think some of them might not be in English, which is cool. Yeah. But this is one of the few that has been translated, and they're not posting here anymore. They're posting on AO3 now.
What's that? Just like another site?
AO3, we've talked about before. It's another site. It's another fanfiction site. It stands for Archive of Our Own.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe we need to move over there, because everybody seems to be abandoning fanfiction.net.
Maybe we have
a better chance of
contacting
authors over there. Yeah, I would have assumed that this was two young female friends who went, wouldn't this be naughty and neat if I wrote this for you?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I had
good friends with
that. Yeah. It's great. It's really, I mean, we can talk about it.
I've also been thinking about it. The time is coming up.
Tell me,
Liz. We're going to have to put our money where our mouth is. Yeah. It's coming. People are going to be looking at this and going, big man, big woman, talking shit on other people's fan fiction. It's hard. And we're going to have to go, all right, time to shut up or butt up.
Do you know right now? Do you know right now what you would write about? Or
have we talked about this?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know. I have no idea. I think the last time we talked about this, the only erotic thing that came to my mind was Lola Bunny from Space Jam.
Oh, sure.
Which I can write about that. Easy.
I would be so excited to read that.
It's going to be a little bit, but I think maybe like our 50th episode or something.
Okay.
We'll probably
and then we would get like live readings. Duh.
Sure. Who knows? It's stupid. This is all so stupid.
I think
but it's
great.
So much fun. And this is another piece that's so obviously like, I want to write this. This is another piece like the last piece where I don't even know that the eroticism is the main goal.
Mm.
Right? It is erotic and it is a mature fan fiction, but it's to entertain.
There's so much respect around it. Do you agree? Like this it's so beautifully written, first and foremost. And then it's also so respectful and I thought, very close to, like, I could see this happening.
It's very clear, right? It's a very clear aesthetic for some reason. And whether that's Tolkien's doing or Peter Jackson's doing or Desti Elixir's doing, I don't know. But I'm super interested to find out that this is a translation. I wonder if Desti Elixir translated it herself, or if she had someone work with her to do that, or if she give it to someone else to do it. But, like, you know how I feel like something's always lost in translation in either direction in a language. It's really hard to pick up on subtleties or turns of phrase.
Yeah.
And this one, like, I can't imagine what it must sound like in its original language. It must be great. It's wild. What do you rate it erotically? I should rate it first.
Sorry, I got excited.
I also give it a 7. It's erotic.
It's erotic.
Now this is erotic. A little short, maybe. I kind of wished.
You and I are so different.
Really?
You and I are so different. And I realize this when I am submitting what I want to read, and mine is like, hey, here, 250 words. Boop. Yours are like, hey, here's 50 chapters.
It's 10 pages.
Yeah, it's so worth it, though. It was so good. And I like it because it's so different than, like, mine are like ones and dones. You like a little story to yours.
I like a little story.
Mm-hmm. You want to get a little backstory. You want to know the relationship.
Mm-hmm. I want to know it means something.
Yes. See, and I...
Unless I don't, right? Maybe that's just the mood I'm in right now. I'm all for a one and done, but...
Yeah.
This is a meaningful one.
This felt more meaningful. Like, I was kind of surprised that they called it a one shot because, like, and I get it. I get why it's called a one shot. But... I was surprised that it was called that because I'm like, I don't think I've read a lot of one shots, and that we've read a lot of one shots that are like so
fleshed out.
Surrounds their relationship. Like, it's so detailed within the two of them, which is interesting.
Well, and I hope that this isn't, I don't think this is because it's two men. Because we've read a lot of two men stuff. It reminds me of the Schitt's Creek piece for some reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
It feels like it has the same arc of here's a little bit about where they are and why they're here. And oop, we're getting into sexy Tory.
Sexy Tory. Oh, my God. We're coining it.
And then they boinked. And I want more boinkage.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fine. And I'm torn about the literature score. I think I got to get a 7.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
That's what I don't want to keep repeating you, but I was going to give it a 7 too.
No, totally. I like, it's a 7 closer to an 8 than a 6.
I fully agree.
But yeah, I don't have any constructive feedback about what it would take to make it an 8 other than just
more boinking.
Maybe it's small stuff. It's
more boinking.
More boinking. Oh, here was something else I thought was weird.
Tell me.
And spoke to the author's age, I think. The winner would be, so there you go, 10 pints of beer, right? The winner would be the one who could finish all 10 pints of beer without getting drunk. Well, that's not a thing.
You can't
drink 10 pints of beer and not get drunk.
I mean, I can, but
unless you're an elf.
Unless you're from Wisconsin and then.
No, you can't. 10 pints?
I don't know. Try me.
Fuck off. No way.
Yeah, no, it would be bad. It would result in a lot of throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that movie and that thing that people do, right? There's that movie, The End of the World, that was the in the trilogy with Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
Sure.
Third one was End of the World. And they do a golden mile where you do 12 bars and you do a pint at each bar.
God,
and it's like, I want to do that, but I think I would die.
I was like, I want to do that, but I also don't want to go to the hospital. Like, I don't want to end up in a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I feel like...
Faithfulness.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I give it an 8.
I know nothing about Lord of the Rings, but I was going to give it a 9. And here's why. It sounded sexy. And it sounded like it was something that I wanted to happen. So I said, yep. And I... Mm-hmm.
It should be a 9. I should give it a 9. I'm not going to. I'm going to give it an 8.
Peter.
And I think that's only because I... What?
What?
What'd you say?
I said peer pressure.
I know, right? I like.
Fine, you can give it whatever you want, but you're wrong.
I'm. Here's what it honestly is. I haven't done this, but I think if we went through and like totaled up the scores, that would make this like one of the highest scoring pieces we've read. And I don't think that it's that for me.
Yeah, I don't think I feel that.
Right. I'm looking back through here. You gave this the exact same score as you gave Lock the Door by Twilight to Midnight.
Yeah. And I think
Lock the Door by Twilight to Midnight, in retrospect, is one of my favorite stories.
I would fully agree. And I think like I'm closer to that source material too.
Yeah.
But maybe it was just the mood I'm in. Maybe I was just in the mood to see some men get it on. And like that's.
Yeah. You know, I scored this closer to Fun in the Barn, which is also one of my favorites for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I scored it close to Gravity, which was the yeah, you know what, I scored this pretty close to Gravity, which was the Walking Dead piece. Yep. And this is that for me.
Yeah,
it's a good solid story.
Well, and I think what I remember from Gravity is like we wanted to have it be sexier, like not sexier, yeah, like whatever, but we wanted it to be more blanking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Cool.
It was also like so good sweet job. I just wanted good more story. Blanking. That's all.
I just wanted more.
What's a lady got to do to get more boinking?
And I mean, honestly, like, if you want more boinking, Destiny Elixir has written 62 stories.
So, like, I'm sure you'll find it.
For Avengers, Sherlock, Thor, Hobbit, Supernatural, Rise of the Guardians, just, like, everything, right? Like, there's got to be some boinking in there.
I'm sure.
Any parting thoughts about Never Drink with an Elf, which I think is a silly title? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what's holding me back.
It felt very, like, here's the start of it, and here's the end. See you next episode on, you know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Like it had that, like.
Oh, this gosh, piece was gosh, written gosh. From the back up.
Mm-hmm.
No, is that right?
Yes.
I
would agree with that.
Not never drink with an elf. If anything, you should drink with an elf.
Because he can't get drunk, so you always have a designated.
Well, or because this happens.
Oh.
You get bonks.
Yeah. And you get to bonk.
So like
you get to bonk.
Never drink with an elf would be the story that turns a little BDSM-y. Never drink with an elf is you got drunk, so I'm taking you back to my room and I'm gonna have my way with you. Sure. You should never drink with an elf.
Sure.
This isn't that, right? This is do drink with an elf. That's my problem. That's my feedback.
I get that. I get that fully.
Thank you, Destiny Elixir.
Thanks you. Oh, Elizabeth.
Thanks you. If you are Destiny Elixir, please contact us at smutcast69@gmail.com. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to any authors. Actually, anybody can contact us there at smutcast69@gmail.com. If you have suggestions for things we should read or things we should talk about, or just want to give us a compliment because we deserve them.
Mm-hmm, we do. Just ask us.
My name is David Andrew Laws.
I'm Liz McMonagle.
This has been Smut and Sensibility, an erotic book club. And we're
2, 3, 4. Please, I'm down with the bad.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.